A lot at stake in St. Louis Tuesday. The Cardinals trying to keep their wild card hopes alive with Carlos Martinez on the mound. The Cubs can win the NL Central with a victory.
That'll help. Deep left field. How about Big Mac land? You got it. Two-run homer, Tommy Pham. Number 23, edging closer to 25.
I'm going to say that.
That's well hit. Right field, goodbye. Opposite field home run. Randall Grichuk into the Cardinal bullpen.
I'm going to say that I'll give you a guess right after Randall Grichuk hits.
Runners at first and second. Hayward jumps on that pitch, and we've got a ball game. Three-run homer, Jason Hayward, to make it 8-6. In the air, deep right center, and the Cubs are within one. Solo home run, Ben Zobrist, to make it an 8-7. St. Louis lead. The 1-2 pitch to Baez from Nicasio. Strikes out the side. The Cardinals win it. 8-7. And the magic number for the Cubs still sits at one. What a ball game tonight.
I'll tell you what, that was some kind of gritty performance by Nicasio. I like that right there. Even though he got a little wild in there. Some kind of performance right there to stay in there and get after it like that.
The Cubs' comeback falls short. They still have a magic number of one to win the NL Central. The Cardinals remain 2.5 games back of the Rockies for the second NL wildcard spot. Jake Arrieta was pulled after 3 innings, giving up 6 hits and 3 runs in this game. Carlos Martinez lasted just 4 1/3 for St. Louis, giving up 4 hits and 2 runs. Tommy Pham left this game in the 6th inning due to a left side contusion from being hit by a pinch. Albert Almora Jr. left the game for the Cubs with a right shoulder contusion. X-rays were negative. The Cardinals hold on to beat the Cubs on Tuesday by an 8-7 final. They remain 2.5 games out of a wild card spot in the National League. After the game, here's the reaction from Cardinals manager Mike Matheny.
Yesterday didn't play into today at all. Brand new opportunity. This team's done exceptional job of being able to let him go and came out and took some really good at bats. You know, Carp leading the way with getting something going on a guy that he's had a lot of tough at bats against. So I thought they did a real nice job putting the pressure on early and keeping it going. And you know, that's the team we got. You know, they're going to keep coming, and you might see a day like we had yesterday. Not many of them, but you know, came back out and we needed everything we had today, and they left it all out there. I thought he held it. I thought he held his everything together well as far as his demeanor. Even after he makes a throw, what a beautiful play Paulie made bailing him out, and to have the wherewithal to finish the play at first base, that was a terrific play. But I thought he kept his emotions under control and in check, and I thought he was much more even keeled today than maybe we've seen in a while. And I think he knew that he was really going to trust himself. He didn't have Yachty back there to really guide him. And I know he was doing a lot of grinding mentally as much as he was physically to think his way through every situation and what it was he wanted to accomplish. And he kept us in that game and did a nice job of it.
It's all hands on deck now for the Cardinals. They have 5 games left to play as Matt Carpenter talks about the win and the final stretch.
You know, we put ourselves in a situation where, you know, every game's crucial from here on out. And, you know, that was a nail biter there all the way to the end. But those are fun games as long as you're on the winning side of them. And we were fortunately able to do that tonight.
To get the offense going with a home run against your old friend Arrieta, who you hadn't had a ton of success against.
Yeah, you know. You just got to go pitch to pitch, at bat with guys. And, you know, I've had some better at bats against the guy the last few times he started. And I was able to get a good pitch in that first at bat and put a good swing on it and give us an early lead. A
couple guys get on base, but Nicasio, how good has he been for you guys at the end of ball game?
Oh, he's been amazing. He's something we needed to help with the loss of Trevor, for having him coming in and shutting down the door at the end of games. It's been big for us.
So much pressure with these games that you have to win, but I would imagine a lot of fun too.
A lot of fun. You know, this is meaningful games in September. That's all you can ask for. We're here and we got those, and hopefully we can make something happen.
Wednesday's pitching matchup has John Lackey on for the Cubs against Michael Wacha of the Cardinals.